Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I am your host, Paul White. It is the 18th day of November, and I want to thank you for joining me on the DDP. We are in the book of Genesis, and today we are continuing our journey in the 13th chapter of Genesis, where Abram has come back up out of Egypt, and he's went back to the place of his altar. From this point on in the chapter, it's not that far to go. I think we quit around verse 4. From 5 to 18, it recounts the story of Abram and Lot separating from one another. I'll get into the biblical account of it in a moment. I just want to start today by framing this podcast around one thought, and that is the need to separate yourself from things in your life that do not bring you into the place of fullness. We all have things. I think the 13th chapter of Genesis works as an allegory for the fact that we are all journeying through life into our destination from our altar. Because Abram starts at the altar between Bethel and Ai, and the story proceeds from there. So once we've established ourselves on the word that God has spoken to us, on the gift God has given us, on the call God has placed upon our lives, in the very center of where we're supposed to be, we live out of that, we work out of that, we rest out of that, that becomes the fullness of our inheritance. If there is anything in that land that drags down our meaning, drags down our purpose, pulls us away from resting in the fullness of our inheritance. Notice I didn't say if there's anything in our life that doesn't make us happy. That's a social construct. That is not a spiritual construct. I don't think life, the end result is to make sure you're always happy every moment. But you certainly do need meaning every moment. You do need to build yourself upon something. And if it's superficial or in the natural realm, it'll tilt towards stuff like happiness and emotions, and we all know that doesn't last. And so I think you can do better, and you are destined to do better than to just build on satisfaction or happiness or appeasement. When you build on that, when the altar of your life builds off of that moment, you're going to run into situations where you need to shed some baggage. In the 13th chapter of Genesis, and this is getting into the scriptural aspect of this today for this podcast, in that 13th chapter, the land is not able to support Abram and Lot in the sixth verse. They both have too many flocks. They're both too large. I don't want to read word for word every verse. I'll just relay the story to you, and it basically goes like this. Abraham goes to his nephew Lot, and he says, look, there's really no reason for us to be fighting. We're family. The whole land is in front of us. You take one side, I'll take the other. You pick, and I'll take whatever is left. And if you will approach your split, and by split, I mean if you will start to unload the things in your life that keep you from where you need to go, don't get greedy, don't get selfish. It's not selfish to separate yourself. Abram lets Lot pick. He says, you go pick. You want to go left, you want to go right. Whichever way you go, I'll go the other. And where Abram goes, God meets him. In fact, when Lot goes one way, Abram goes the other, Lot picks what looks to be the best way. And where Abram goes, God meets him and says, lift up your eyes, look north, south, east, and west. I'm going to give you everything. It's going to prosper. And the reason for that is because Abram is dwelling in the land of Canaan. He's going to the place that God is showing him. In other words, Abram is still walking out his destiny. He's still living according to what God put in his heart. But he got rid of the thing God didn't tell him to bring. God never told him to bring Lot. And although God has blessed him in the midst of having Lot, there comes a time to shed the stuff that weighs you down. And so you might have to rid yourself of unhealthy relationships. Please understand that God, there's always someone who will misinterpret or take something another way. Abram doesn't leave covenantal relationship. He doesn't say, well, Sarah's the problem, I'm going to get a divorce. No, God doesn't view our spouse as baggage, by the way. We are one. And so God looks at us that way. There's even pretty ample evidence in the New Testament that the early church, like the Apostle Paul, started to see us as even spiritually one. At one point to the Corinthians, he says, if you have an unbelieving spouse, don't leave them. You sanctify them by being with them. And man, that doesn't get preached in the church. No one gets up and says, hey, if you've got an unbelieving spouse, they're blessed having you in their house because according to Corinthians, they're sanctified with you. I'm not even going to get into the depths of the theology behind that. I'm just throwing that out there as a way of you understanding that God sees us as a union. So I'm not talking about getting a divorce because you don't think your marriage. No, he's not in covenant with Lot. Lot represents the things he can let go of. And there's some stuff in your life, perhaps, that you should let go of. And some of them might be unhealthy relationships. I'll give you another one. Some of them might be relationships that are healthy, but they're not timely. I will say this, and I'm not going to call names, and I'm not calling times in my life or whatever. You don't have to do that. But I have had ministries, ministers, men and women of God, pastors, churches that were crucial at a season in my life. They were absolutely crucial for my development. They helped get me from point A to point B. And I will be eternally grateful for them. Some of them I've moved on from. I don't feed at their table anymore. Maybe it's a ministry and I don't really listen to their preaching, or maybe it's a church and I don't really fellowship around them much anymore, or maybe it was an author and I haven't read any of their books in a long time. It doesn't mean I've turned on them. It doesn't mean they're useless. It doesn't mean they're no good. In fact, I have a conviction about still supporting some ministries financially. I still support some that I don't even really feed off of anymore, because the moment that they represent in my life was so crucial that I will honor it forever. Because that moment steered the next one or blessed the next one. And so I feel that that deserves some sort of support. But I don't still hold them as close. And so I don't think Abram loves Lot any less when he lets go of him. It's just not the season to move forward with Lot. I think there's more to say about this, and I think it has more to do with relationship, It has more to do with simply severing unhealthy relationships. There are other things we can lay down. I think another day on this would be good. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.